This is Talia White from the Women in Wreck Fishing on 101.5 FM with your weekly Coastwatch fishing report. Starting off at Shauncliffe Jetty, the school holidays went off with solid catches of school mackerel, mac tuna and the odd longtail tuna, along with four impressive cobias all measuring over that meter mark. Squid have turned up in good numbers here as well and are proving to be excellent bait options. There's been a good run of legal-sized tailor at the mouth of the Pine and stretching from the Hornibrook Bridge through to Nudgee, while flathead are being caught around the mouth of both the Pine and Caboolture Rivers. You'll find over at Cockle Banks, near Deception Bay, a few winter whiting have also been landing consistently. Sand and mud crabs continue to move through the Brisbane River, especially from the Gateway Bridge down to the mouth. Try around the mangrove edges and through the boat passage. You might even get lucky and catch some tailor, which have been reported in good numbers across these same areas. Smaller jewfish, threadfin, brim and flathead have all been turning up from the Hawthorn down to the mouth of the Brisbane River. Around Mud and Green Island, snapper and grassy sweetlip have been consistent and school mackerel have been spotted around the shipping beacons and just north of Mud Island. As for the prawn department, it's been a bit hit and miss in the Northern Bay, but the southern end around Maclay, Lamb and Carragher Island have seen much better results. Offshore, there have been some quality pearl perch coming off the 29s, goldband snapper schooling at the 35s, and Spanish mackerel are still hanging around that east point at Point Lookout. We're reeling it in for today. That's Talia's Coastwatch Fishing Report. Miss something? Catch you again on the podcast at 101.5 FM.